time to go under the microscope.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
All right, you all think I'm kidding, but I'm really, really not. Teenage children are going through such immense, gigantic growth and development things, the maturation process, that there is actually scientific evidence, and this was published on January the 13th, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that suggest teen brains showed more activity in a specific pleasure center of the brain compared to adults when they were rewarded during gambling games where money was at stake. So anticipating or receiving a financial reward produced strong activity in a brain region called the ventral striatum, especially in adolescence. The study author and the person doing most of the research comes from the University of California, Los Angeles, in their psychology and behavioral neuroscience department. So what they did was they took teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17, and they gave them each performed gambling tasks. In each trial, the participant decided whether or not to accept or reject a bet that had a 50% chance of resulting in a win or a 50% chance in resulting in a loss. So the trials here were completely based on chance. There was nothing skill-oriented about it. The reward-sensitive brain regions in the teens were hyperactive compared to that in adults. We don't see this in younger kids, Dr. Galvin also said. In a previous study we published of younger children, they didn't have the same neurosensitivity reward as the adults. So what this means is teenagers have a heightened reward center of the brain. Their reward center is super hyperactive compared to adults. So what does this mean? Teens are notorious for taking more risks than adults. And this new brain imaging, this functional MRI imaging, proves it. If you want to read a really, really good book, there is a book entitled Social Intelligence. The author is Daniel Goleman, G-O-L-E-M-A-N. He also wrote the book called Emotional Intelligence, but the Social Intelligence book talks about brain development, and it talks about the maturation and the development of all of our brains from infancy up through adolescence and up through, you know, where you got teenagers and then into adulthood. Daniel Goleman's book indicates and describes the research that shows even up until the age of 25 or 26, our human brains have not fully developed. This is why teenagers and college kids, even up into the ages of the mid to late 20s, do some of the stupidest stuff you will ever imagine. And you look at them and you go, why did you do that? And they'll look at you and go, I don't know. And the thing about it is they probably don't, because they're simply just reacting. Their brains are hyperactive in the pleasure and risk-taking centers, so they'll go do risky stuff and not even think twice about it. You and I will think twice about it. And so, yes, our teenagers are brain damaged. It's because not that you've dropped them too many times or anything like that. It's just that their brains haven't developed and haven't matured to the part where they can make rational, good decisions. They're hyper. Now here, this is not all negative. Think of it this way. If kiddos are, you know, really good at reward-centered stuff, okay, create reward-centered things around sports. Create reward-centered things around academics. Create reward-centered things around humanitarian or social or community service. Give them props. Give them pleasure center rewards that are based around those activities, and then they will not only gravitate to those activities on their own, they'll actually seek these activities out. So you don't want to necessarily always put a negative spin on this. You can use it certainly to your, to the community, and to their advantage by understanding this, the behaviors that you get. So there you have it. Teenagers' brains can be manipulated like little balls of clay. And if you tap into their high acceptance of risk and their high pleasure centers with risk, you can get them to do probably cooler stuff.